Just one halakha regarding the laws of Alinu and the Shabayah, that the Sefaradim have a custom to say it at the end of the entire tefillah, while the Ashkenazim have a custom to say it after the Kaddish Titkabal. Question is why and where did these customs come from? There's two basic reasons for saying Alinu l'Shabayach. One reason is brought down by the Bach, and the other is brought down by the Chesed la'alafim. The reason of the Bach is he says that the Hachamim wanted to instill in a person faith in God and emunah and bitachon before he goes out to the marketplace. Because now he's going to go to work and he's going to be involved in commerce, so they want to remind him that everything is from Borei Olam. So Alinu l'Shabayach, where we talk about in awe, there's no other's power but God, and that he's in control, etc., different lines like that. So it's almost like a reminder, a motivator for him to go out and be successful with the understanding that Borei Olam is in control. The Chesed la'alafim, however, has a different understanding. He says, if you look at the first word, well, the first letter of the Alinu l'Shabayach, it's an ayin. And the first paragraph ends with the words in od, which is a dalid. That's the word ed, which is a witness. If you look at the second paragraph, it starts with al-kin nikavelach. It's also an ayin and ends off ushmo echad, which is a dalid. So it's another ed. So it says you have two edim, you have two witnesses that testify that your tefillah was done the right way, God willing, and the tefillah goes up as a result. So based on these different reasons, according to the Bach, it makes sense to say Alinu l'Shabayach at the end, all the way at the end, right before you walk out, like we do. According to the Chesed la'alafim, that it's based on your tefillah, it would make sense to say it after Kaddish Titkabal. So it seems that that is the logic between the Sefaradim and the Ashkenazim. It should be pointed out, however, if a person is praying with the Ashkenazim, he does not have to interrupt his prayer to say Alinu l'Shabayach, which means we have Bet Yaakov, or Tefillah David, we have Ketoret to say, so he can continue saying the Ketoret and the Shir Shel Yom regularly, and he's not to interrupt with Alinu l'Shabayach, especially according to the Kabbalah, you're not supposed to switch the order of the Tefillah. However, it should be pointed out that when the Kahal rises to say V'anachu mishtachavim lifnei melech malchei malachim, so it's proper to get up at least and bow with them, in order not to separate from the Sibur when they're all bowing and you're not bowing. I want to point out lastly, that in a case where, let's say, you just walked into the synagogue and they're saying Alinu l'Shabayach, you prayed already, it would be proper to recite Alinu l'Shabayach with the Sibur and bow with them, V'anachu mishtachavim. So again, when you're praying in the Sibur with Ashkenazim, you do not have to interrupt for Alinu l'Shabayach. You could say it in the proper spot. However, if you said it, if you walked into a Yeminyan, they're saying Alinu, would be proper to say it with them. In all cases, one should at least bow during V'anachnu Mishtachavim in order to separate from the Sibur.